Saratoga Springs has become a hotbed for development. Much of the downtown's development in recent years has been in the form of new high-end apartments and condos. One recent headline showed a condo in the heart of the city for sale for $5.5 million. Sustainable Saratoga has seen the trend in the city's housing market. Harry Moran chairs the local nonprofit.
Most of the inventory of housing that's been created in the last 10 years is not affordable to the vast majority of city residents or the many people who come into the city to work.
High housing prices and a bustling business community mean good things for the city's bottom line. But advocates say it's pushing low and moderate income families and individuals out. Moran says his group's local bill would ensure a slice of those new developments would remain affordable.
To make sure up to 20% of those units are affordable for households earning under the $82,000 median income in Saratoga Springs.
Jennifer Vucetic, communications chair for the New York State Association of Realtors and an assistant broker with Better Homes and Gardens, said Saratoga Springs and the surrounding area weathered the Great Recession well. She attributed the entry of the nearby chip fab plant, Global Foundries, with driving up the need for housing.
With Global Foundries coming into the area, there was a big boom of other companies coming into the area to feed off of this. So one of the biggest trends that we've seen is where people are only being hired on a 2 to 3 year contract.
Vucetic says that means employees are looking to rent, not buy.
And a lot of them get a stipend, a monthly housing allowance. So that has really had a huge impact on how much rents are being charged. So it really has priced out the local residents from being able to afford these rentals.
Moran and Sustainable Saratoga hope their bill will reignite discussion over an affordable housing ordinance first proposed in 2006. The group says more than 500 communities across the country have adopted similar affordable housing requirements.
You know, with sustainability, we tend to think of the environmental and open space implications, but there's a very strong economic argument for maintaining a diverse population.
The Saratoga Springs City Council will meet on Tuesday evening. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.